So earlier on we read two different passages about these two iconic New Testament characters of Martha and Mary. And in the first account that we read from Luke's Gospel, Jesus calls in at the home of Martha. Her sister Mary probably lives there as well. And Martha is keen to welcome Jesus. She opens her home to him and busily sets away preparing a dinner in order to bless him. Meanwhile, Mary sits at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teaching, basking in his presence. Martha gets agitated with her sister's behaviour. So she tells Jesus, doesn't she, that it's not fair that she has to do all the work while Mary just sits there. Get her to help me, she implores Jesus. Martha, don't get upset or worried about stuff, says Jesus, for Mary has chosen the better way. And then in John 12 we read what is possibly an account of exactly the same episode. Here Jesus is at a home where a dinner is given in his honour. Lazarus, who was Martha and Mary's brother, he's just been raised from the dead. And again we have Martha who's doing the serving, while Lazarus reclines at the table with Jesus. And Mary worships by anointing Jesus with perfume. We know these stories quite well, I guess, don't we, many of us? And we think that we know both of these women too. One, Martha, is always on the go, busy working and serving. And the other one, Mary, well, she sits at the feet of Jesus, lost in wonder, love, and praise. Silly Martha, we say to ourselves. Surely she should take the opportunity to worship. Leave all of the work to one side for a moment and take time to be with Jesus. Maybe you can identify yourselves with one of those women. Maybe you see yourselves either as a Martha or a Mary. And maybe you identify others the same way too. You make a judgment on whether they are a Martha or a Mary. You know, life is full of Marthas and Marys, isn't it? There's always somebody helping with the washing up or volunteering for some role. There's always those willing to work, and also those who are willing to let them. Life, we know, is all about give and take. But it seems like it ends up with some doing all the giving, while others seem to be doing all the taking. And you know, even in church, it can easily seem like that too. Here at PMC, we have our Marthas, bless them. Those who are always on the rotor, or sign up for some task or other. Those who serve the coffee, or put the chairs out, or clear up the mess, or volunteer for whatever it is that's needed. And, of course, we have our Marys too. Those who seem to pitch up just a couple of minutes before the service and then get away as soon as their coffee cup is empty. Yes, we have those who serve, and then we have those who the servers serve. Those who feed others, and those who just feed. So Martha and Mary. I don't know about you, but I often feel sorry for Martha. She always seems to get a bad press. After all, she's doing all the work. But goodness knows, somebody has to do it, don't they? We can't just wave a magic wand and everything gets done. That meal that Martha is preparing, that party that they were planning, that doesn't happen all by itself. It needs work, it needs organising, it needs graft. It's all very well for Mary to be doing the better thing, sitting at the feet of Jesus or waltzing in with a jar of perfume, but who's going to be doing all the work? But you know, when I look at the story of Martha and Mary, I can't help feeling that for too long we've misinterpreted these two women. We've read into them a meaning that I don't believe is really there. You see, Mary wasn't just a woman who sat at the feet of Jesus. No, according to Luke chapter 8, she was one of Jesus' disciples who was out on the road with Jesus, ministering, going from village to village. She was quite probably one of the 72 that were sent out without money or spare clothes to spread the news about Jesus. Mary wasn't just one who was served, she was a server. She was a giver as well as a taker. And then what do we know about Martha? Well, when Jesus comes to her home after Lazarus has died, it was Martha who ran out to be with Jesus, while Mary stays at home. And from what Martha says to Jesus, it's clear that she too was devoted to him, and as deeply in love and as connected to him as Mary was. So in actual fact, neither woman fits this stereotype that's been applied to them all the time. They both give and they both receive. Both women are servants of Jesus. Both are workers in God's kingdom. And both women are partakers of Jesus. Both are fed and nourished by his presence with them. So here's the message that I want to get across this morning. This is what's on my heart. It's not that here at PMC we need both Marthas and Marys. We do, of course, but that's not my point. My point is this. At times we all need to be Martha and we all need to be Mary. There are times when we need to serve and times when we need to be served. There are times when we should feed others and times when we need to be fed. Times when we need to be the host and times when we need to be the guest. There are times that we need to give and times we need to take. Times we need to minister and times that we all need to be ministered to. We also read from that story in John 13 about Jesus washing the feet of the disciples. They were ministered to, weren't they, by Jesus. He served them and nourished them. Follow this example, Jesus says. But you know, the example that Jesus asks us to follow isn't just that we minister to others and serve in humility. The example is that also at times we need to be willing to be served, as the disciples were by Jesus. We need to have times when we wash the feet of others, but also have times when we allow our feet to be washed. We often quote Romans 12 at covenant services like this. And in that passage, Paul says this, "Therefore, I urge you to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Paul goes on to say that in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to the other. Paul explains the different gifts that we've been given in the church, and we all have a gift, he says. But here's a question. Who is it that benefits from the people using the gifts that they've been given? It's surely the other people who make up the church. While some are serving, others are at the same time the recipients of those who are doing the serving. At times we all must give. We must all be prepared to serve. But also at times we must also be willing to be served, to receive the gifts of each other. You see, we're all Martha and we're all Mary. I remember one time when I was on a short-term mission trip in India. We spent a few days staying at a Christian building centre in the middle of nowhere, in a really agricultural place surrounded by mud huts and agricultural fields. Now, we were lucky enough to have one shower at this place, and I'll tell you that we did need it, because it was baking hot and each day we would be drenched in sweat and covered in dust and flies. It was great to be able to stand under that shower each day and be refreshed and invigorated by the cool water pouring down on us. But here's the thing. There was no electric in this place, and there was no running water. The shower was amazing, but it was fed by a well, and it was operated by a big hand pump that sat just outside the building. Somebody had to prime the pump. They had to push the handle down and pull it up again while somebody else was taking a shower. We could all enjoy a lovely shower. We could relax under its cool flow. But only as long as somebody else stood outside, sweating away, priming the pump for all the time that we were in the shower. Maybe that's a model for how things should look in the church. Maybe that's a model of how things should look in this church. You see, there are times when we all need to be refreshed. There are times when we need nourishing. We need feeding. There are times we all need to stand under the shower of God's love and blessing and healing. So let us recognize that and each be willing to receive that for ourselves. But to do that, we also need to be primers of the pump. We all need to take our turn to do our bit, to serve and to give and to be the gift that feeds someone else. In Matthew 11, Jesus says this. It's a lovely verse. We quote it often. Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Jesus highlights both the repose that we all need and the service we're all required to give, the rest that he offers and the yoke we must take up. Now, all are invited in this church to be fed, to be nourished, and to be refreshed as we grow in our love and our relationship with Jesus. We all need that. And all are invited too, to be feeders and sustainers and refreshers. We need that too if the body of Christ is going to function the way that Jesus intended. We're invited to both feed and to be fed, to serve and to be served, to minister and to be ministered to. We are all called to sometimes be Martha and sometimes be Mary. So let us have a good look at ourselves. Don't be a Martha all the time. And don't be a Mary all the time. Instead, as part of our covenant commitment, may we pledge ourselves this day to both our own well-being, but also to the well-being of each other. Amen.